Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 58, and it's called Four Secrets of an Effective Pitch. These past few weeks have been very busy for me. I've been reviewing an unusually large number of pitch decks, both in my entrepreneurship class and through the many pitch competitions at both BU and Harvard at which I'm involved. If you're not familiar with the term, a pitch deck is a presentation typically used by entrepreneurs or startups to showcase their business idea, their product, or their service to potential investors, partners, or clients. As I read through the pitch decks and watched the related presentations, it struck me just how much overlap there is between startups and their nonprofit counterparts, especially as it relates to seeking funding. Nonprofits, of course, don't offer significant future financial return to investors in the way a startup does. Nonetheless, smart nonprofit leaders do work to establish a different kind of investment opportunity for funders, one with returns that are societal or psychic in nature. More specifically, nonprofit funders gain the satisfaction that their investment will yield important and significant benefits to society in whatever way the nonprofit operates, and that with their investment, they are an important part of making that happen. With that in mind, here are four essential elements of an effective entrepreneurial pitch that also apply in the nonprofit world. Number one, a compelling story. Some of the most effective investor pitches begin with a compelling founder story. Consider a pitch from a company called Rapid SOS, a company that connects mobile phones to emergency services like 911. The story used in the pitch, and still present on its site today, describes how the founder's father fell off the roof of his house while clearing snow and was unable to get help for hours because the 911 system wasn't designed to locate cell phones. Nonprofit leaders should likewise tell compelling stories. For example, the City Ballet of Boston uses dance and performances to help kids from disadvantaged backgrounds build physical and mental discipline. Its founder talks about how he was able to rise out of the projects and gang involvement thanks to his early involvement in ballet. A story, whether from personal experience or not, can highlight the problem being solved, the value being created, and the individuals affected. And all of this helps potential founders to better understand what they're supporting, how they can get involved, and the impact they can help create. Number two is a clear impact. In the startup world, a pitch needs to clarify both the significant problem or opportunity the startup solves, and why doing so is important in the first place. It needs to further demonstrate a large enough market of people who think it's worth spending money on. Nonprofits often use a theory of change concept to explain the often indirect impact of their work. Squashbusters uses sport to help level the playing field for high school students in disadvantaged situations, for example. They are explicit in explaining how the discipline of sport and their approach to it contributes to character building, which can improve their participants' positioning for college acceptance, and often with a sports scholarship. The most compelling pitches of any kind make it crystal clear how their solution creates tangible, measurable impact for a specific audience. Number three, a strong team. Prospective investors want to know that you have the right people in place to address the problems you've identified. They know that absent that, and regardless of the strength of your idea, you're unlikely to get it up and running successfully. Squashbusters founder, for example, was a professional squash player. He engaged experienced tutors and college advisors to deliver complete support to the students, with a program manager who has a master's degree in education focused on post-secondary access at a director level in the company. They make it clear that sports is the anchor, but that the team and programs are broader and more comprehensive. This aspect of a pitch focuses on demonstrating an understanding of the skills required for your management team and specifying that you either have those skills on board already or have a clear plan to fill any gaps. Number four, a well-structured deal. When investors decide to invest in a startup, they look to balance their level of investment with the amount of equity or other benefits they acquire in exchange. Here, it's not just about the likely success of the startup. It's also about how much the investors are being asked to commit in return for the potential reward. For major donors considering a significant investment in a nonprofit, the deal structurally usually involves some forms of recognition as well. Naming opportunities for programs or even facilities, invitations to special events, recognition in the organization's annual report or on its website, or the like. Investment rewards in the nonprofit world are not monetary, but they have value all the same. Smart nonprofit leaders understand this and work to make these kinds of things as attractive and compelling as possible to their target funders. So whether you're a groundbreaking startup or a nonprofit on a mission to change the world, the principles of persuasion as they relate to funding remain remarkably similar. Crafting a compelling narrative, demonstrating impact, showcasing a capable team, and structuring an attractive deal are universal ingredients for a successful pitch. Done well, a great pitch isn't just a request for support, it's an invitation to be part of something meaningful. Thank you for listening.